an introduction for your talk? Well,
I'm I can put one kind of up on the hem of the laptop just to...
There we are.
Wireless isn't secure talk now, haven't you? Good. Not personally, no. There's,
Yeah, come on down. There is another power cord up here in case you're looking for that. So, you know. So I'm talking a little bit. I'm going to go through parts of this in more detail. I'm talking about the traditional speed-up we've seen in computers over the past few decades. We have computers that are absolutely instruction-for-instruction compatible with ones that were available 25 years ago. But if you try to write parallel programs for them in the same way, really impressive.
So we shouldn't have any performance problems?
This is critical section efficiency. The problem is, if you're running with a single process, go through the linked list, you look at stuff, you go off and do something else, you don't have to worry about it. And smashing each other. Those things cost. It costs a little bit to grab a lock, to thrash a cache line around for non-blocking single. Even if there's no contention whatever, even if every time you go for the lock, because these traces were taken from sequent machines, what happened is we were writing glueless SMP performance on each building block. After the red part, you have to pay some money, pay some performance to get a lock. The blue part's the work you really wanted to do in the first place. And then when you release the lock, you pay a little bit more. You're of different processors, but just wanted to pick one, which is at once on this machine. That means that each instruction, if everything's just right, okay, your clock cycle's 1.4 microseconds, or excuse me, nanoseconds. Okay? You're still hitting a cache, but if you're not hitting the closest one, it multiplies the cost of your instruction by about a factor of 20, by the way. This particular, I've looked at it on the logic analyzer, this particular piece of hardware wants it again. Okay? So this is, it's actually, I'm not going to worry about the difference in the compare exchanges. One way to think of it is this is a compare, it's a matter of whether you have to look at the memory first and then do the compare exchange, or whether you can just say, if it's this constant value, then change it to this other constant value. Okay? But, okay? Here. Just pass it back, and it's bad luck to break the chain. One cache miss. I'm going to do another batch up the side, other side, just so we can ever there and up that way. Oh, careful, don't break the chain. Here, Ted, we'll let you start one. 1998-1999 machine. It's fairly old. Now, I think I took a look at some rare cache miss. There were others that were about 3 orders of magnitude. Okay? So, this is 1 nanosecond. It's about, 1 1/3 instructions. 1 1/2 instructions, excuse me. That's the longer it takes to get the memory from one CPU to another, a hardware optimization. Well, the other thing with the CPUs, if somebody gets a lock and changes the value, you want the other CPUs to see the new change. They're going to be way slower, as we see. We got orders of magnitude more toilet paper there than an instructions worth. The other thing that's happened is to get the clock rate of the CPU's pipeline, and the bigger the pipeline, the worse the effects can be. So even in the improvements, I think we'll still see orders of magnitude. If you reduce your lock contention, life is wonderful. Well, lock contention is still about making sure that your memory is at the CPU. Splitting up your data structures, you have to worry about making sure that you have fine same thing. Again, put it on the same piece of silicon. You don't have to have the overhead of translating the faster the memory, the faster the interconnects, the better off this is going to be. You can't just read a 1980s textbook and be able to write. It's increased quite a bit. So let's take a look at what you can do with locking to make this work better. This is kind of a diagram of cache of blocks that it can get at quickly. And of course, together have a large critical section because the overhead of acquiring the lock is... I've been doing SMP programming for a long time. But I'll be the first to tell you, maybe you're bored and need a challenge, okay, fine. Or maybe you just like slowing things down by adding SMP primitives, I don't know. But this is something that's fairly simple. If you take a sequential program without too much effort, something where you dish out pieces of work and the queue that keeps track of the work has to be locked. But the problem with code locking, so if your program takes 10% of its time, under a particular critical section, there's no way you're going to get more than 10 cache lock. For example, we keep decache locked. We just make it so the very common lookup operation, look up your data all you like, but if the CPUs are always going always for the same piece of data, It doesn't help you unless everybody is folding on the same shared memory segment, in which case it's a big bottle. Is sometimes you need to work with two things at once. All right? And this happens in dcache. You do a demove, that's like a rename, and you're moving, you want to move one element from one list to another, but you can't, excuse me, I'm doing that backwards. If they look up the new element and they see it, they better not see it when they look up the old element next time. Likewise, if they look up, they see both of them at once. Can anybody think of a way of doing that when you only lock one list at a time? Some way of making it so that you only hold one lock at a time. So the idea is that you have, you move it, but you keep the pointer pointing to it. So
you copy the element.
Ah.
Okay. Without having to keep pointing to it, change the name. So I have the, or change that next pointer wasn't pointing to what the copy now points to. It's now pointing to the copy series so that from one to
the target. Okay, so let me see if I understand this one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lock the target first, and that way nobody can search the target. And then I'm going to atomically remove the guy from the other list. Okay? And I can do that just by hopping the pointer over. And then I'm going to move it. Right. Well, yeah, you've got the lock on the other side. P4. But maybe you can tell me how to do it, too.
You can do it with multiple words with only one working very small.
Although everybody has to be careful when they do that.
Everybody has to use the same.
Right, right. So that means...
Of course, can be slow because using the compared swap system, which is expensive.
Okay.
You don't need to lock either of them with the instructions, it's fine.
Except that somebody else may be doing something to the predecessor, the same thing to the predecessor of the list.
Yeah, we all get the source list and have to lock the source list, I guess.
It's been around the attempt to compare swap.
Right. So you need to be able to work in the rest of the list.
Yes.
Peter?
I'll play